Republicans are celebrating the seizure of two governorships in yesterday's elections. In Kentucky, Congressman Ernie Fletcher will be the first Republican to hold the state house in 32 years.
And you know, I think we're in an era that we're going to put people above politics and people even above party in this state, because that's what Kentucky deserves. That's what we're looking for in the future.
And in Mississippi, one-term Democrat Ronnie Musgrove was beaten by GOP lobbyist Haley Barbour.
I hope you'll keep us in your prayers to have wisdom, courage, and determination to clearly discern God's will and to do it, and to bless our family. What a great day.
Joining us now is NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Hi, Ken.
Hello, Madeline.
So Kentucky and Mississippi went to the Republicans. Any surprises?
No, I guess the only surprise maybe is the amount that Haley Barbour won in Mississippi. The polls showed it very, very close. There was a lot of angry anti-Barbour TV ads that have been run over the last couple of days by the Democrats, calling him a Washington fat cat lobbyist. The Republicans were putting also nasty ads criticizing Musgrove for trying to get rid of the Confederate flag. That he tried that 3 years ago in a failed attempt. So the polls showed it very, very close. Barbour won by a bigger margin than expected.
Now, race is a consistent factor in American politics. How much did it figure in yesterday's elections?
Well, in two places, actually. In Mississippi, as I said, Governor Musgrove 3 years ago tried to get rid of the Confederate emblem from the state flag. The voters turned that down overwhelmingly in the referendum, and Haley Barbour's campaign distributed bumper stickers this campaign that said, "Keep our flag, get rid of our governor." In Philadelphia, not Philadelphia, Mississippi, but Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia is 4-1 Democrat registration, but it's pretty evenly split among blacks and whites, and a lot of people in Philadelphia vote on race. The polls looked like it was going to be a very close race between John Street, the African-American mayor, and Sam Katz, the white Republican businessman. No Republican had won Philadelphia since 1947, but Katz was doing very well. Then about a month ago, they found a bug in Mayor Street's office, and basically the Street campaign tried to sell this as an attempt by the Republican administration in Washington trying to undermine African-American political leaders, and the black community in Philadelphia, as along with many whites, rallied behind Mayor Street, and he won pretty convincingly.
Mm-hmm. And back to the South, these Republican victories, again, don't bode well for the Democrats. And earlier this week, Democratic Senator Bob Graham of Florida announced he wouldn't run for re-election.
Right. Clearly, the South is not looking good for the Democrats. Bob Graham is the fourth Democratic senator, all from the South. Fritz Hollings in South Carolina, John Edwards in North Carolina, Zell Miller in Georgia. Now Bob Graham, all saying they will not want to run for re-election next year. And obviously, the Democrats are going to have to spend a lot of money trying to retain those seats. So when you have open Senate seats like you have in the South, plus the fact that the Republicans did so well in yesterday's elections, Kentucky and Mississippi, not to mention the fact that they captured Georgia for the first time since Reconstruction in 2002. They recaptured Alabama in 2002. If the Democrats are going to win the presidency, it's obviously going to be have to be outside of the South.
And also in California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor.
Now the Republicans will have 28, 29 governors. It's the most in many years. And the Republicans feel they're on a roll. Now, whether this portends anything for 2004 is very, very debatable. Obviously, Iraq and the economy will be the key issues. And obviously, that's not what was involved in Kentucky, Mississippi. They were mostly parochial state issues. The bug took over everything in Philadelphia. It remains to be seen what's going to happen in 2004.
NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thank you, Madeline.